everyone, welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Mr. Zaman and here's what I bring to you all from the world of medicine. Cancer survivors who quit smoking have 36% lower cardiovascular risk. Cancer patients who continue smoking after their diagnosis have a nearly doubled risk of heart attack, stroke or death due to cardiovascular disease compared with non-smokers, according to research published on World No Tobacco Day in European Heart Journal. The researchers analyzed data from a Korean National Health Claims Database. The study included 309,095 cancer survivors who had never had a myocardial infarction or stroke. The median age was 59 years and 52% were women. Patients were divided into four groups based on their change in smoking habits after receiving a cancer diagnosis: sustained non-smokers, quitters, initiators, relapsers, and continuing smokers. More than estimated, depressed patients could have increased activation of their immune system. New research from the Institute of Psychiatry, Psychology and Neuroscience at King's College London has used an assessment of gene expression involved in the immune response to show that there could be more patients with major depressive disorder or MDD with activated immune systems than research had previously estimated. By identifying the molecular mechanisms involved in this association, the research could pave the way to better identify those patients with an immune component to their depression, which would potentially help to provide more personalized approaches to treatment and management of MDD. 168 participants were sourced from the biomarkers in depression study. 128 of them had a confirmed diagnosis of MDD, and they were then divided into three subgroups according to their levels of CRP in the blood. Researchers analyzed the expression of 16 genes whose activation is involved in the immune response. The initial analysis found increased expression of immune-related genes in people with MDD.
Diabetes risk reduction diet lowers risk of ovarian cancer. New research revealed that ovarian cancer is less in women who have high adherence to a diabetes risk reduction diet. Women with the highest DRRD adherence scores had a 24% lower risk of ovarian cancer compared to those with the lowest scores, even after adjusting for several potential co-founders like measures of endogenous estrogen exposure, use of OC, family history of ovarian or breast cancer, and total energy intake. The study results were published in the journal Cancer Causes and Control. Diabetic women are at high risk of ovarian cancer due to the modulation of the insulin-like growth factor caused by hyperglycemia. That's all for today. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for more updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.